The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
This is the Jackie Jones Challenge. Now here's your host, Jackie Jones.
Hi, it's Jackie Jones with the Jackie Jones Challenge, and today the show is for the ladies. I guess it's for the men too, but today I think it's for the ladies. We're talking about shoes. My friend Margot Jordan owns Footprints International. You must go to the website, footprintsinternationalspelledout.com, and check it out. She hosts shoe parties. Okay, ladies, shoes brought to you. And she's here in Vegas for the shoe show. Margot, I can't believe you're here.
This is amazing, Jackie. I just, like I said, I couldn't believe when your number came up. So this is just great. What timing?
I know. I was looking through my files and I saw Margot's and I said, I'm going to call her. And I sat down and I called her and she happens to be in town. How amazing.
That is incredible. It was meant to be.
Okay, I have to read this bio because this is just so fun. Margot's one sheet says, give a party for your feet. This shoe party diva offers new ways to have fun with your friends. And what more fun for women to do than have a shoe party? Oh, my gosh. Tupperware, no way. Tell me, you know, this is amazing to me because, of course, people have parties for, you know, books for kids and, like I said, Tupperware and cooking. I know there is a clothing line out there, but shoes, who in the world would have thought?
Well, you know, it was something I knew had to be. You know, I had this burning desire. It was like I was going to do something with shoes, and I wasn't quite sure what. And then the parties kind of came about from watching my neighbor, Barbara, who is in Mary Kay. And I was sitting with my husband one morning, and we were talking about the shoes, and I was, you know, kind of debating, okay, how am I going to market this? What am I going to do exactly? What's the vision of this? And he said, well, why don't you do parties? And that was it. I've never looked back.
Now, was your career in shoes prior?
You know, it was I won't say how many years ago, but it was my first year of college. I worked in a high-end shoe department, and I just had such a wonderful time, and I'd already been in love with shoes even prior to that, but that definitely solidified it. And then, you know, I went on, and I had a career in other areas. I'd been in education. I'd been in management. I'd run businesses, but I always had this passion for shoes.
So all that previous education and experience in shoes helped you set up this business?
It absolutely did. I took all of those things. I'm a big believer in the fact that we take everything that we have in life and we put it together and we take it to the next step. No pun intended there.
Yeah.
But it did. It did. It really prepared me for running this company and helping it to grow and helping it to be everything that it can be.
Wow, so this is great, and what I really like about it is you give women an opportunity to create an income, you know, in an area where I'm sure a lot of women would enjoy shoes. So tell me a little bit about that. What does that look like for a woman who wants to get into the business of being a shoe diva, saleswoman?
It's the greatest thing on earth, and you touched on it exactly right. Part of my vision was to create an opportunity for women. I really wanted them to be able to own their own businesses, to have that piece of their life that is their own. And so what they do is that they purchase from me a kit that includes everything they need to get going in their business, and then they purchase their shoes. And they actually, because people will ask me that, they say, well, do you bring in catalogs, or you know, how do you do it? And it's like, no, the representatives bring in samples of shoes. So the ladies at the party get to actually try them on, and they're playing with them, and they're having a good time, and they're ordering them. And then they'll have them sent to them in about 2 weeks. So it's like, you know, you just get to have all the fun of playing dress up with your girl. Great.
Wow. Okay. So now in the initial kit that they get when they sign up, what's included? What's in there?
Okay. Lots of things in their kit. It's a specially designed shoe duffel bag that has three layers in it that all of your shoes can be laid in, and there's pockets for each shoe. So about 48 shoes will fit into that bag, and there is everything literally that you need to start your business. You have invoices, you have your business cards, you have our beautifully designed thank you notes and invitations, you have your manual that gets you started, you have foot socks so that the ladies can try on the shoes. Everything that you could think of is included in that bag. And in fact, one of my reps just suggested, and I'm going to put it in future bags from now on, just a really cute design for a new hostess kit. And so I'm always learning from them, and I'm going to be putting that in my new bags too. So it's always something that it's ongoing, it's changing, but it's complete. It really, I call it your business in a bag, and it is.
Mm-hmm. So with the 48 shoes, they're mixed sizes from zero, well, not zero, but whatever size up until the largest size. Is that how you do that?
That's exactly it. I really give them a representative sample of all different kinds of sizes so that all the ladies at the party can try something on. I'll also, I'm very into the details of making sure everything works well for them. So on inventory, you know, if something's running a little bit different, which they usually don't, they're usually pretty standard, but if something is, we note it on the inventory for the rep. So it's like, okay, you know, I know that this woman, you know, normally wears a size 8, and in this shoe she may take a 7.5 or she may take an 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
So we have everything laid out for them.
Okay. Now, how do you handle returns? You know, because it's all great and we're selling stuff, but sometimes, you know, they didn't get to try the actual shoe, maybe didn't have that particular one they were looking at, that style, in their size, and they ordered it and didn't like it when they got it. How, you know, is it a nice and easy process?
It is. I and that's a great question because it does happen. Not very often, but it does happen. Mm-hmm. If they have a return, they have 7 days from the time that they receive their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
To let the representative know that they want to return it. And the representative will go ahead and they'll put in a form to us and it's all taken care of. If they just want to exchange it for
mm-hmm.
another size, which happens sometimes,
mm-hmm.
then we'll gladly accept the return and we'll send them a new shoe in the correct size that they want.
So are the packages delivered directly to each individual or to the host?
They're delivered to the representative first,
okay.
And she will package them up because often the reps do their own little things with their packages. They'll put pretty
Aww.
Bows on them or they'll put thank you notes in them because it is really their own business and they do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then they drop them off with the hostess, and the hostess just kind of distributes them to all of her friends.
Oh, neat. Now for the person who says they're not a salesperson, how do you help to get them up and running?
Oh, well, you know, that was something that was very interesting to me when I was doing this myself,
mm-hmm.
is that I spent a lot of time thinking, okay, well, I'm going to have to prepare a speech, and I'm going to have to tell them all about the shoes, and what am I going to say, and that never happens.
Right.
What happens is that the ladies walk in, and they just start trying on the shoes, and they're just bringing them to the rep, saying, here, write this one up for me. There really isn't any selling involved. And that
okay.
surprised me.
Yeah. Okay, so you go and they'll set up. I'm just trying to give people who may be considering this opportunity,
great.
Making it simple for them. So what would they would engage a hostess and ask her to have a guest at her house for this event. You know, do you need a certain amount of people? You know, is 5 good? Is, you know, I mean, more is better, but
yeah.
really.
We really like to see, we see that the best parties are between about 8 and 20 people.
Okay. Ooh,
but, you know, nice. I've seen them go with 4 or 5 people, and they've had a wonderful time. So it kind of depends on your group.
Mm-hmm.
But we really think that that's the optimum. That's when that real frenzy starts to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now the hostess, she invites people, and she gets a gift or some sort of perk for holding the party?
Oh, yes, she does. I'm always doing kind of fun hostess specials. We have a regular program that's in place that gives her percentage discounts based on, you know, what her friends buy. We
mm-hmm.
also have what I call the shoe of the month, and that's when I pick out 3 different shoes, and the hostess can select any of those shoes for herself for free.
Wow.
And then get her discounts from there. And for return hostesses, we start off with 2 free pairs of shoes. So I really believe in taking good care of them because I feel that, you know, they're opening their home and they're inviting their friends and sometimes, you know, they're really fussing and I thought, we need to take good care of them. And then oftentimes the rep will also, she'll do something, you know, above and beyond what the company does for the hostess. She'll go ahead and she'll buy her hostess, you know, a little hostess gift also. So we all take good care. That's kind of our feeling in the company is that we take care of our customers and hostesses.
Okay, good. So we know what the hostess gets. Now, the rep, they take the orders and they go home and do they input them online?
No, they don't.
Okay.
What they do is they take the orders and they simply fax them to the company.
Oh, great.
It's so, again, it's so easy and simple. And then it's about a 3 to 4 day turnaround. I get everything processed and send their shoes out to them.
Wow. Okay. So now you're on the West Coast, so does the time depend upon where you're located? Say if you're on the East Coast, it'll take 2 weeks, and maybe if you're in Nevada and you're in California, it'll take a day or two? Or
That's about it. That's how it goes pretty much. Okay. I usually say about 2 weeks to get their shoes, and then if we're able to deliver sooner, the customer's happier. So
exactly.
That just works out well.
Now, do you still have 2,000 pairs of shoes in your house?
I do. It's my garage is just it's filled, but it's extremely. People stand back and look at it in awe. It's extremely organized. I have two large platforms that hang down with a variety of shoes in them, and shelves all around the side that are extremely particular as to the way that we have them organized by style and size. And so when I'm talking about pulling shoes, that's what we're doing, is we're pulling shoes for people.
Wow, actually right there on spot. Oh, imagine that. Now, how many of those are yours?
Oh, goodness. You know, it's frightening. I've lost count.
Oh.
I have my own closet, which the floor is filled in there, and then I was looking for some shoes to bring to the show with me here, and I was going through the closet in the guest room, going through three or four large shoe bags, and then looking on the floor in there. I don't know how many I have, and I routinely kind of clear them out and, you know, give them away, and they just keep coming back, but that's a good thing.
I bet. Well, you just give a whole new meaning to garage sale, don't you?
I do.
Now, with the representatives, do they have the opportunity? Okay, I'm sure the listeners want to know what type of income they'd be potentially able to earn being a representative.
Sure. You know, I really try to be realistic with people. So I'm going to give you the normal, and then I'm going to tell you a great story.
Okay.
The normal is they make between usually $30 and $100 an hour doing this.
Okay.
And so it's good money for the time that they invest.
Mm-hmm.
There is time follow-up after, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people, it's like, you know, look at paying yourself a different rate for that than you do paying yourself at the party. Because at the party, that's when you're really, you know, you're doing very well with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the great story is that one of my representatives, it was a record-setting one, she made $200 an hour.
What did she do?
She had a fabulous party. It was just, you know, it was the right mixture of people.
Mm.
And she just had that group going on. She had the excitement. They just couldn't get enough, and they kept buying shoes. And she was bound and determined. There was a record she was trying to break, and she was bound and determined to break it, and she did.
Wow. Did you have a contest going on?
No, I didn't. It happened that her recruiter had set the record, and she knew what that record was. And she was like, I'm going to get there. So she did. she just kept selling. But it's the right mix of people. It's the right ladies. It's the right, it's just the excitement that the hostess will create. But I think that those things are possible. You know, I don't like to promise those things. They're not going to happen every day, but
right.
They're possible.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said a recruiter. Is that another person on the team?
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay. So you can go, there's levels of advancement from a rep up to, what's next?
Up to, it goes from, you start out as a representative, and it would go all the way up to national vice president.
Okay, so what are the steps? How would a person advance on the steps?
Okay. Well, to begin with, they start off as a representative, and once they have one person under them, they go to a team leader.
Okay.
And then when they have five under them, they go to a group leader, and 15 under them, they go to an area director, and they keep climbing up through there. So that we have it all mapped out for them, exactly what they would need to do, exactly what the dollar amounts that they could potentially earn, and exactly what the duties are in every single level. And it goes all the way up to, like I said, national vice president.
Wow. What do you have to do to get to that position?
Oh, goodness. That's a few rungs up the ladder.
Uh-huh.
For national vice president, I believe that what you have to do is you would have to have five regional vice presidents under you. So it's pretty substantial to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be... Goodness, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I think to be a national vice president that we looked at, it would be a team of about 1,800 people.
Wow.
That would be under you in different levels. So that's a little ways to go.
Yeah.
But you know, to start off to start off as a rep, and I have new reps that are already talking about, you know, I'm going to start to recruit. Mm-hmm. And they're setting their sights. There was one recently that said, I want to be a regional vice president. And I believe she has everything it takes to get there and to do that.
And how many does she need under her to do that?
She would need under her to be a regional, I believe it was 600.
Oh, okay. So that's a rep. So now take me up the ladder again.
Okay.
It's rep.
It's rep, and then it goes to team leader, and mm-hmm. then it goes to group leader, and it goes to area director,
mm-hmm.
and then we go to area manager, and mm-hmm. then we go to regional vice president, and
oh,
then we
okay.
go to national vice president. So
oh,
it multiplies as you go up, but it also, you know, your recruits are bringing in other people, and the possibilities exist.
And there's overrides at each of those levels as you go up.
Absolutely.
For your
Absolutely.
Team. Yeah, fabulous
yes.
opportunity because shoes aren't going anywhere.
No. And we can never have enough, can we?
No, of course not. And the seasons change. You have to have one for different seasons. And if
yes.
you travel, you know, for different weather types and climates.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we can
yes.
find a reason to buy a shoe.
We absolutely can because we can always put it on with a pair of blue jeans and it'll look great.
So, absolutely.
You know,
exactly.
we can do whatever we want with them. And yeah. it's always fun to, you know, to watch the changing styles and to have
mm-hmm.
new things. And, you know, then you have an excuse to go buy a new outfit. So
yes.
it's fabulous.
Okay. I had a question that escapes me now. Now, you're here for the shoe shows. I mean, that to me is okay, it was training. Do the ladies receive training?
Oh,
you know?
Yes, they do. And, in fact, it's something that I take very seriously because, as you know, this is my baby.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is, first of all, they, you know, they have their manual that's in their kit, and we ask them to read that, but that's not at all where it ends. What I do now is normally when I bring someone in is that they have me that they could come to if I was, you know, if I was their recruiter that brought them in. And I also put them under one of my established representatives already
mm-hmm.
so that they have two coaches, you
okay.
know, behind them because I feel that there's certain things that I can provide well for them and there's certain things that people that are out there in the field right now can provide well for them. And I want to make sure that they're successful.
Right. Now, with that success, do you give them a starting blueprint such as, you know, to do, you should do at least two shows a week? You know what I mean? Because people kind of lose momentum if they don't get a good running start.
Absolutely. And that's usually my beginning point is that we say, you know, you need to decide what you want it to be. But we like them to say, you know, try two shows a week because
mm-hmm.
that's a good amount. It's not going to be, you know, too much on your schedule, but it's going to be something that kind of keeps you going. And
exactly.
we're really, really there to support. And it's genuinely, we want to help you to be successful.
Well, I think you have got the recipe for success. And, you know, you're here for the shoe show this week, so you're going to have a fabulous time looking at shoes and trying on shoes and just buying shoes that haven't even been released to the public, I guess.
That's right. That's exactly it. They have not been.
I think that you need to make that a perk for the ladies. You know, like if you sell this many shoes, you get to come to the shoe show. I'm sure they'd sell a lot of shoes to come with you.
You know, they've asked me about that before because they, you know, they love it, you know, when I'm here because they know that I'm going to be rolling out a new line. And I take this so incredibly seriously when mm-hmm. I work this show because I'm looking at, you know, their faces and I'm thinking about them and I'm thinking about, you know, the things that this opportunity provides for them and for their families and what it does. And I'm looking going, okay, I have to select great shoes that they're going to be successful with.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very difficult thing for me. It's a very serious study time in addition to, you know, to being fun and my enjoying it. But it's something that I take very seriously because it's my commitment to their success.
Now, when you get the new line of shoes, do you roll them out like a grand presentation to all of the reps? Or how does that work? What does that look like?
You know, it's really, they're so excited at this point, it's really pretty, usually as quick as I can, they
mm-hmm.
want to see them. So I'm sitting there and I'm, you know, sometimes I manage to work with my designer and we, you know, we photograph them together and sometimes it's me photographing them because they're just clamoring, saying, we want to see the new shoes. Our customers are, you know, they're calling us, they want to see what's new, they want to be emailed the shoes. So sometimes it literally goes that quickly is
wow.
that, okay, we, you know, we have to see them now. So it's really, it's a lot of fun. It okay. really is.
Oh, so you do, so they are emailable, and, you know, if you have clients that are regulars that come to you for different seasons, you can kind of build up a contact base online, so to speak, and communicate with them and show them all the new stuff that's out there?
Yes, exactly.
Cool.
That's exactly it. And a lot of them do that. They all have their ways of, you know, keeping in contact with their people. And they'll often get, you know, orders. Someone will just call them and say, I have to have that. So it's really, it's so simple for them. You know, mm-hmm. in addition to the parties, it's another stream of income that mm-hmm. they have.
Right. And then your shoes are shoes that aren't like they can walk down to the local shoe store and find it. It's something unique or unusual that a woman will want in her closet.
You know, normally it turns out that way.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a few shoes that people said, oh, okay, I saw that so-and-so, or I saw something like that. I always love it when I get the comment that, well, I saw a shoe that, you know, cost five times as much as that one at this high-end store, mm-hmm. and, you know, yours looks almost like that. So that's right. great. What I tell people is that it's the whole selection put together mm-hmm. that you're never going to see that exact selection. And
right.
what I've noticed with a lot of my ladies in the parties is that customers will buy anywhere from, you know, 2 to 3 to 4. One woman bought 12 pairs of shoes at a party.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just they're unusual.
Mm-hmm.
They're different because I shop so carefully to find things that you won't see every place else. They're just not going to see that kind of selection
mm-hmm.
anywhere.
And you know what, too, when you shop with someone, because oftentimes women, you know, you don't always get to go shopping with someone. So now you can try it on and you have other people like, ooh, that looks good on you. Ooh, I like that. Ooh, I like how that looks on you. You know, so just that
yes.
team energy kind of thing, the group party play makes it fun to do. So, you know, it takes it out of the regular just going in a store and looking at stuff.
I think so. I think
yeah.
I think definitely that's part of it. It's mm-hmm. so much fun for the women to do that with their friends because, you know, we're all so busy and we've
yeah.
got so many things going on. It's like, you know, this is a great night out with your girlfriends and you get to buy shoes together. And you're right. It's kind of them going, oh, I like those on you. So it's fun.
It is. And this has been fun. And I thank you so much, Margot, for spending some time with me this evening or afternoon here in the Vegas Valley. And I hope you're enjoying the weather.
I am. It's just been great to be here, as always. And it's just fabulous. And thank you so much for having me on. It's just been fun chatting with you again.
You too. Thanks for your time. Look forward to seeing you real soon.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jackie.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Jackie Jones Challenge. To find out how you can host your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.